Lisa Dawn here. Welcome back to another episode of Healed Now What. This week, we're going to do something a little different, and I decided to go with a mini-sode. So it's just me talking into my mic, hoping that y'all get some value from what's been on my mind. It's Tuesday evening, and I'll be releasing this episode tomorrow morning. But before we get into today's topic, I just want to invite you to take a moment to settle in to now. So whatever you were doing before, just notice that you're now here with me. And perhaps along with that, you can allow for your head, your neck, and your eyes to move around the space you're in. Just let them go where they want to go. Of course, if you're driving, then do what feels natural while staying safe and paying attention to the road. But really, take in your surroundings. And you can even do that as you're driving, noticing what you notice. Just allowing your eyes to move around the room or wherever you are, as if they have a mind of their own. Just take a moment with that. Now the invitation is to notice your hands. If you can, if you have the ability to, just look down at them. Perhaps as you do that, you notice the color of your skin, its texture. Maybe your fingernails catch your attention, your veins. How about the temperature? Do they feel warm, cold, or just right? And now just notice if any of that was helpful in any way for you right now in this moment. What do you notice? Are you more here? Do you feel more tuned into my voice? Do you feel more relaxed? Or maybe it's the opposite of those things. Just notice. So I wanted to offer that bit of a settling exercise to come more into contact with the present moment and wherever you find yourself right now. So something that's been coming up for so many folks I've been speaking with and people I've worked with is this idea of, am I healed yet? This is actually one of the reasons I started this podcast. Lord knows I've been there many times myself. You know, we can get so wrapped up in, am I doing it right? Am I there yet? That we can sometimes lose track of the progress that we've actually made. I remember personal story time. I remember when I was still struggling with really big anxiety, especially in social situations. I ended up going to a party after I had done some work with healing some attachment and relational wounds from earlier on in my life. And when I got to the party, I noticed that I was actually enjoying myself. I wasn't all up in my head. Conversations were easily flowing. I didn't even have to make an excuse for leaving early because I was just fully there, fully present with what was being put in front of me. It was like conversational bliss. And then the very next week, I sat down with my coach and she asked how I was doing or if anything had changed since the last time we had met. And I looked at her and said, no. I was only forgetting to mention a massive shift that had occurred around my anxiety. And it was actually a really big deal, but I realized in that moment that I hadn't celebrated it. I had discounted it, thinking that, like, you know, oh, big deal, you figured out how to be social. I should know how to do that anyway by now. So part of this healing journey has to be about celebrating our wins in order to really change the way our brain works and holds on to things. You know, part of how we do this is repetition, and the other is creating safety within ourselves by celebrating our wins, attuning to pleasure, being in community, feeling seen, felt, and heard while we do the same for others. Or sometimes, you know, if we get a little taste of freedom from our busy minds or the pain in our bodies, we can sometimes feel like we failed when these things return or make a shitty comeback at the most inconvenient of times. Usually when we're feeling stressed out, or sometimes when we're feeling really good, when things seem to be getting better. And I just want to remind all those listeners, all the people tuning in, that we're not doing it wrong. We are where we need to be, whether that's regulated, dysregulated, joyful, fearful, avoidant, anxious. It's all part of this show. We get to show up as we are and decide if that feels good enough for us. And if not, we also get to decide if we want to take a deeper look into the things that we feel might be holding us back. We get to decide if it's a personal truth or merely some moment of the past showing up in our present moment, like an uninvited drunk uncle reeking of whiskey, cigarettes, and the regrets of yesterday. Okay, that was a bit graphic, but really, this is all part of the journey. There is no actual healed destination, only steps along a path of getting to know who we are and what awareness and adventures lay dormant within us. What peaks and valleys of our bodies and our minds are yearning to be explored, touched, and awakened. Sometimes we lose sight of the things that are right in front of us. The joyful moments of watching our kids play, our dogs, watching a sunrise or a sunset. Sometimes we might come to a certain point in our journey where things maybe don't feel as heavy. Maybe we've set down that backpack full of rocks for a few days. Perhaps we've unhitched that shiny 24-foot jet streamer full of ghosts from seasons past. You know these places where we're at a crossroads of who we currently are, but who we are becoming hasn't fully been revealed to us yet. Some people refer to this as post-traumatic growth, you know, where the comforts of familiar are slowly starting to fade. Perhaps at this point, our relationships are changing and growing or even falling away, and that's hard. Maybe we've done so much, but we still feel the residual of these painful moments in time where even our best couldn't defeat our worst. There's no safety net other than the one that we create from the inside. And let me tell you, when that is forming and when that's established and strong, there's no more doubt, just clarity and forward momentum. And that doesn't mean that there's not fear and pain and troubling conversations. It just means that we're more steady within ourselves. So the relationships we have to ourselves, to our aliveness, our sexuality, and our intimate partnerships begin changing and challenging us to walk with a different kind of swagger. Life is calling us to come to the plate with a new bat, which actually leads into my next thought, or contemplation rather. Earlier today, I was doing this 12-minute meditation called You Are Ready. And of course, there is a difference between being ready and feeling ready. We may not feel ready, but as soon as we decide to move forward and meet the challenges in our path with courage, perseverance, and a willingness, we are in fact ready. Growth and fear will forever be linked, because growth always asks us to move in a direction of an unknown outcome. And fear really hates unknown outcomes. So being ready is about accepting that fear and resistance as part of moving through life and going for the things that we want. This integration period is not easy and still requires us to keep envisioning where we want to be, who we want to be, moment to moment, remembering that there's no ideal time to do something hard. At this time, we may start catching ourselves saying things that we used to say as some past version of who we've been, or maybe even engaging in behaviors we know aren't supporting where we want to go. So many of us either give up at this point or condemn ourselves when these things show up. My invitation is this: instead of beating ourselves up, what happens if we extend ourselves some grace? What if we just stand up a little taller and say, fuck, change is hard and old patterns die hard, because they do. Let's give ourselves some permission to fuck up and notice what happens when we extend a gentle hand to ourselves. So, you're amazing, truly. And remember to celebrate your wins, no matter how small, because they add up. If this is you, keep going. If this is you, I hope you got something of value out of this episode. Thanks for tuning in. Bye for now.